See, just be real with me. Real with me. For a second.
My Talk 107.1 is KTMY FM, HD1.
On Friday afternoon, there was breaking news about Kate Middleton, and I was about to get into a super important topic, which is 5 solar eclipse snacks for your cosmic party. Okay?
Do I have to turn on my microphone still? Are we still doing that?
Yeah, we don't have anyone to do it for us.
I could. You just got to let me know.
No, yeah. Mike, that was not directed at you. It was my own ignorance of how to do my job.
It's fine.
Cosmic
party.
Where are you going? You're having a party. We were trying to have a party on Friday.
We were. And then, you know, we had that very important announcement from Kensington Palace and Princess Kate. So I just wanted to talk about, this is kind of up our alley, right? We wouldn't be able to watch it or see the eclipse in real time, but we can watch it on TV and have a cosmic party.
How do you watch a solar eclipse on the TV?
Well, they're going to film it, and then they're going to broadcast it.
So just a picture of the sun going away?
Yeah, it's going to be...
I don't think I've ever been... Have I ever been in an actual solar eclipse?
I don't know. I have.
Have you?
Because I'm in that belt. I used to be in that belt of... solar eclipse land.
Oh, there's a belt?
It's like a belt, like, it's like a wide belt across the country that it will, you'll be able to
visibly
see.
Well, I know this one, but I like, it's not always the same one. My point is, I don't know that I've ever had that experience, and I'm kind of jealous of what that experience would be like. Is it a total solar eclipse? So, like, if you're standing in... the path of it, you will all of a sudden be in the dark?
Well, there's a ring on the outside of the sun because that's the moon over the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's cool. It looks like the...
No. I know what an eclipse is. I'm just saying, like, will we all of the sudden, will the skies get dark and we'll be sitting there?
Well, I think for them down in the bay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. In like where you are, if you're actually in the area.
Yeah. Definitely does. We made little things in school that was like this cardboard thing that you could look at it through. Yeah. I don't really remember exactly what it was the last time I was involved in an eclipse personally.
Is the solar... Oh, I don't have so many questions. This is not
maybe we
solar
can
eclipse
answer
chat.
On the show.
You wanted to know a very important question.
Yeah.
What snacks are we making for the solar eclipse cosmic party?
Well, some brands are already into it. Like they have eclipse featured items.
Oh, really? Like,
yes.
Like Sonic has a eclipse burger.
The Sonic is on here, but it has, actually they teamed up with former NASA astronaut, Terry Virts. He's a Sonic super fan. And he wanted to get in on the eclipse fund. So he has the Sonic's Blackout Slush Float.
Sonic's Blackout Slush Float. So yes. Is it a like black slush?
It's an all black slush base topped with white soft serve and blue and purple galaxy sprinkles.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yes. So it's kind
what
of
is
has
the black?
Well, it's a slush.
I know it's a slush, but like, is there a flavor attached?
It says it's reminiscent of cotton candy and dragon fruit.
Reminiscent of cotton candy and dragon fruit. That is a complicated order.
It is. And you also get a free pair of eclipse viewing glasses while
that's
supplies
cool.
last. That's today for a limited time.
When it's is this
Sonic.
Eclipse?
It is coming up the first weekend in April.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So next week?
Yes. So, and then you've got the Eclipse Berry Blitz Smoothie at Smoothie King.
Do we have a Smoothie King? I don't think so.
Oh, man. We're batting zero here.
No, we've got Sonics.
But, and then we also have, which I've seen these in the store and I was tempted to buy
some. Oh, we do have Planet. Oh, not Smoothie King. Sorry, we have Planet Smoothie.
Okay.
They should do something for the Eclipse.
Come on,
they're called
Planet Smoothie. Come on. There's other smoothie places, too. Out there. I almost bought these and I might still. The Oreo Space Dunk cookies. They have, and it makes a big deal about for the first time, it has, it shows the color on the inside of the cookie. So there's a little circle. There's a rocket ship on it. And then you can see the pink icing inside. Pink and blue.
Oh, like there's a hole?
Yeah, there's a
hole. You can see the spaceship. Icing.
Yep. Cosmic cream.
That's clever.
Popping candy.
Ooh, fun. Ooh, I would try that.
Okay, let's get some of those for Friday. Food porn Friday.
You having wind over there?
No, no, no. Soup I'm wind? Fine. Dude, have you ever heard of Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams?
Yes, Jenny's is the one. They do all sorts of fun flavors like marshmallow maple syrup toast crunch. Yummy. Oh, business. Yeah. Like it's like a bunch of flavors. They're really like luxurious flavors, mm-hmm. like blueberry cobbler pie.
Ooh, yes, yes. They have Eclipse Ice Cream. Cosmic Bloom is one of them. Then we have Nebula Berry, Super Moon, and Purple Starborn.
Oh, I think we should all go to Super Moon Buffet.
Oh.
On the Eclipse. That'd yes. be the way that I would sell it. But I guess that would more appropriately be a lunar eclipse.
Right.
The Super Moon.
True. Now I'm thinking about what I just said about what happens to the sun.
I know. That's why I was like, we don't need to is get into eclipse chat, but because I don't know the science.
Well, I'm all I know is it.
There's going to be some yummy food at our favorite fast food restaurants.
That's right.
Anything
that's
else? Right. Cosmic snacks?
That's about it as far as the brands go. But people are, the syrup that you get at Starbucks, Tarani, I get it at Marshall's for about $8.
You buy syrup at a
yeah
home store?
Yeah. So when you're in Marshall's and you're going up to check out.
Yeah, when they have all that crap.
All
they
that
just
crap.
Throw
well,
up
part
there.
Of that crap is cheap. It's $7.99 for a full bottle of coffee syrup that's sugar-free.
Oh my
sugar-free
God.
Salted caramel coffee syrup. That's where I get it. It's really good.
Did it just like fall off a truck? How do they get it so cheap?
Who knows? I don't know what they do.
Yeah. No, they always have like really fun candy that I want to get.
And you're tempted to do it.
Yeah.
In that aisle. It's all the temptations.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. It's temptation aisle.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, so wait.
They have one that is.
Tarani syrup has a moon.
It's called Galaxy Syrup, and it's this year's flavor of the year. But what does it taste like?
Galaxies?
I don't know what that is. But you'd have to commit to a whole bottle?
Yeah, that
I just
seems,
want a taste.
That's questionable.
Yeah.
Just a squirt.
Yeah, just a squirt.
A pump.
Yeah, I don't have a pump on mine. I think you just have to pour it in.
Oh, you don't have a pump?
No.
We should get you a pump.
Well.
Do you put that in your coffee in the morning?
Sometimes. Yeah. If I'm not feeling like the bitter taste of my coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
all right.
Let's have an eclipse party on the air.
You want to have an eclipse party? Okay. Well, when does this eclipse happen? Does it happen during our show?
No, but we can do a pre-eclipse party. I like to have an excuse to have a party for dumb reasons.
Okay. So I want to let you know about Shirley. She is in the solar belt in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Yeah.
She says they're going to have the eclipse for 4.7 minutes.
Yes.
So I wonder then if it's going to be like pitch black. That'd be kind of cool.
It does go dark. Yeah.
That would be really cool. All right, Shirley, you're going to have to give us a play-by-play.
And I know two women who are going down to Arkansas for the eclipse.
Well, that's cool.
They're sisters.
Eclipse chasers.
Yeah.
All right. Well, when we come back, we've got horror chasers. Dawn, you're a big horror fan.
I am.
And you've got the details on a prequel.
Prequel. What's wrong with us today?
A prequel coming to Max, all about what created Pennywise the Clown.
That's right.
You're going to tell us about that and a guy named Jared Carmichael when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1. Hi, talkers. Bradley here for my good friends at Alight. Alight is an amazing locally based organization with teams across the globe, helping folks who are displaced 365 days a year. I've seen this work firsthand in places like Uganda and Rwanda, where I've traveled with my friends at Alight to see how they're working with displaced communities in those countries, people who've had to flee everything they have and leave it behind because of war and conflict. A light is there helping them access things like clean water and shelter and so much more, truly helping those folks start a new life. But they're also doing it right in our own communities, welcoming people who've been on the move since, for example, the war in Ukraine. You can support the work that a light is doing all over the world, frankly, 365 days a year, by heading to wearealight.org. And thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Welcome back to the show, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, right here on MyTalk 107.1. Did you watch the It movies, either of you?
Nope.
Probably
nope.
Not, because you don't like scary horror movies.
No.
Well,
neither do I know. I like funny horror movies.
Okay.
No. I did used to watch like Scream and those kinds of movies.
Yeah.
And I did go through a horror phase when I was a kid, and I was obsessed with Damien, the Omen.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, welcome to Derry. I read the title of this article in Up Rocks, and I was like, oh, and I had confused it with Derry Girls, which is a great show.
Oh, the Irish girls. Yeah.
But,
thought they were doing like a crossover.
Welcome to Derry, like a prequel to what we've seen. But no, this is actually a prequel of It in the fictional town Derry that Stephen King created for the It franchise. So this is going to be, it's going back in time as a prequel to It and then It Chapter 2. And there's no, they have a bunch of people listed as a part of the cast. The only one that Finn Wolfhard is going to be in it, Jessica Chastain, James McAvoy, Bill Hader, and wait a minute. Oh, that I'm like, man, they did get the same cast. No, that's what was in the previous cast. I apologize. There is no word who's going to be playing Pennywise, because it's sort of going to be a Pennywise origin story.
So they're going to do a prequel as a Pennywise. That's interesting. I would imagine if you loved the series, you want to know like what created Pennywise.
Right. So this is going to be on Max. It's going to be back in the 1960s, and it's coming soon to what I would like to call HBO Max, but now we're just calling it Max.
Yeah.
Why did they leave?
They should have just called it HBO.
Right, because that is the legacy brand.
Yeah.
The branding that they had for years and years.
Yeah. Nobody knows what a Max is.
Yeah. Unless it's like
Skinamax.
Skinamax, which that's what it is. So anyway, that is coming soon, and I just wanted to put that on your schedule. It's going to be not
be
until
watching, but
next
year. Are you excited about, like, does that appeal
Absolutely.
To you?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's why I'm talking about it. Yeah. I am excited about it, even though it doesn't sound like I am.
Yeah.
I am so excited about Welcome to Derry.
Could you put a little more effort into it?
Emfert?
I just said Emfert. Are we drunk? Did we? Somebody put something in our food today?
It's Monday.
I don't know. Something's going on. It was in them. Did you put something in them?
Them?
Newman's Own cookies?
We did have a few of those golden Oreo type Newman's Own.
I did not have any of those, so that might explain
He's still
it.
Doing the no sugar. He's very good.
God, Mike, you're good.
Trying.
He's so disciplined.
Not I, said the fly.
Okay, so that is coming in 2025, and I am so excited about it. How was that?
That's totally believable.
Okay. All right. This was another cute thing that I saw. Gerard Carmichael, who, if you remember, he hosted the Golden Globes 2 years ago. I believe it was sort of a interesting performance that, you know, I enjoyed it, but I could see how, you know, how critical people are of the host. It's kind of like you can't win.
Yeah.
But he was visiting with Jimmy Kimmel, and he opened up about a couple of things, that he has a new reality show coming out that sounds really interesting, and then also his relationship with Taylor Swift.
First guest tonight is an Emmy-winning comedian, an actor, writer, director, and now at long last, reality television star. His unusual new docuseries is called Gerard Carmichael Reality Show. It premieres March 29th on HBO and Max. Please welcome Gerard Carmichael. I want to ask you now, this is, will you put that picture up on the screen? Because this is a real thing. You were at the, in Buffalo,
yeah,
at a playoffs game. The Chiefs and the Bills were playing. You're in the luxury box with Taylor Swift, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, that was not set up. That's not part of the show.
No. I should have asked her to be on the show. No, that's my best friend. Taylor Swift's my best friend. Like, I'm not her best friend, but she's my best
friend. She is your best friend.
Yeah, I can you think of a better friend to have than Taylor Swift? I called my former best friend. I was like, you're out, Taylor Zane. Like, you never invited me on your jet to a game. Taylor's my best. She's very smart and interesting.
She called you and said, hey, you want to come to the game with me?
Yeah. And she knows more about football than I do.
She does?
It's like, yeah.
Did you ask her questions about football?
Yeah. I'm the girlfriend in that situation. like, lead it in. But no, and please, I know, because this will be on YouTube. I can already see it. Uh-huh. The headline underneath me is going to be like, Gerard Carmichael says Taylor Swift's his best friend. Yeah. Actually, you know what? I won't even get top billing. It'll say Taylor Swift, Gerard Carmichael's best friend. Like, don't do that to me. It got to be something else.
So actually, joking about that, the title of this article is Gerard Carmichael jokes he's Taylor Swift's best friend, even if the feeling isn't reciprocated.
Yeah, I feel like she's got a lot of those.
I know. I think he's making fun of that, because I brought it up too. Like, wait,
you're
a minute.
Her best friend?
This tabloid says that this person is her best friend.
Yeah, well, there were, it's like you can only have one bestie.
Yeah. I think that's the point of saying best.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a running joke there. But then I started to get interested. I cut out a bunch of like the first half of the interview, like 10 minutes of it, is him talking about his reality show that sounds really good.
What's it about?
So it's him just doing his daily routine and, you know, his, you know, or hosting the Golden Globes, or, you know, working on this project or that project. And then afterward, it's like he's with his family and they kind of break down everything and how he's feeling. But it's very personal.
Interesting.
So, you know, because he mentioned later on in the interview, you know, yeah, life's good. You know, I'm still sad about a lot of things. He's like, money doesn't make you happy. I don't know if you heard that. So it sounds like it's a really touching. He's very close with his family, and they dive. It's a different kind of docuseries. They dive deeper into, you know, how he can turn his frown upside down, because he has, you know, a lot of things that make him sad in the world.
Yeah,
so,
well, he's
I don't
not
know.
Alone. Okay, so
he
that
seems delightful.
Was Gerard Carmichael, and he, what's the name of his?
It is
Max
the,
special?
I believe it is, it's a docuseries, and I think it's just called Gerard Carmichael's Reality Show. It's very simple.
Okay. Yeah. We'll look for it. Happening soon, I assume.
Yes, week, on the 29th.
All right.
On Max.
Thank you for that update, Dawn. And when we come back here on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, you remember Rebel Wilson?
Uh-huh.
She has written an autobiography.
Oh.
And there was a blind item that she dropped about it, and then she solved it for us. But we're going to talk about the blind item.
Oh, no.
And the subject of it when we return right here on My Talk 107.1.
Wilson has a memoir coming out, and Bradley just told us that she had a blind item in it, but then she's now revealed her own blind item.
Yeah, I was really excited because I was like, hey, Rebel Wilson's doing blindies. BlindedByTheItem.com. Listen to the podcast. It's our show within a show every day at 12:30, but you can get it wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, so I saw the headline last night that Rebel Wilson claimed the following. In fact, this was on a social media post. It was on Insties, and I would play it for you, except she kept using the b-hole word.
Mm-hmm.
Butthole. But she said it like with an ass. Okay, so I just said ass. It. Butt ass.
That's kind of a Mary McLean phrase. Oh, he's a butt ass.
Okay,
my
I like
mom
that.
Would say that.
Butt ass or a whole ass, but yeah. It's actually the other way around. Uh-huh. Anyway, she kept saying that a whole ass threatened her. Wait, what did Mary McLean say?
A butt ass.
Butt ass. So she said this butt ass threatened her after she revealed her intention rather to name and shame him. So this all came up in her Instagram post that she was introduced to the idea of like a no b-hole policy. Like, I'm not going to suffer fools in Hollywood.
Oh, sure.
But like as an actor, I've got a no b-hole policy. So
she's
I'm
not going to work with b-holes.
Not working with b-holes. Well, she's like, I have a b-hole and I wrote a whole chapter about him.
Oh.
This real big b-hole. I wrote a whole chapter about him in my book and it's chapter 23. But she left it at that. Well, then she says, essentially, as I just indicated, that somebody came for her, like privately, obviously reached out like, hey, you better not do that. And so she was like, OK, guess what? I'm going to name this person.
Gosh.
And so she did. In fact, that massive b-hole is none other than Sacha Baron Cohen.
What? I love him.
Yep. She said that he hired a team to try and stop her writing about him, and it was that which led her to name him. Oh. And in fact, she says that basically the whole chapter is about him, chapter 23 in her.
I mean, now
memoir.
I have to read it.
I know. I kind of feel like I want
to read it. I kind of want to read it. Maybe I'll just listen to it.
It's called Rebel Rising. It releases April 2nd. I mean, you got to believe this was kind of a planned experience, meaning your PR people are going to tell you you're dropping some bombshells in this book. We got to give people some tasty tidbits to
get
dingle
them to
dangle.
Read it. Yeah.
Yep, exactly. So I'm here for it. You and I were talking about this off the air. Like, I have a complicated relationship with Rebel Wilson. I don't know how you feel. I think it's similar.
Yeah, I really liked her. And then something happened where I was turned off by.
She kind of went Hollywood or something. I don't know how to describe it. Like, we talked to her about her a lot. Colleen and I used to talk about her a lot because she went through this period where for 3 years it was called her year of she was having her year of health.
Oh,
and she talked about it 1 year, but then it literally turned into more than 2 years of her year of health. And we're all here for being healthy and living your best life. But that's all she seemed to be bringing to the table. And then it was very forced. Then she had this like relationship with, God, I can't even remember his name. He's like a wealthy heir to the Bush, Jacob P. Bush.
Uh-huh, okay.
She had like a relationship with him and it was very like secret, but then not. And it didn't it seemed very publicationshipy.
Sure.
They ended up breaking up. She has since gone on to, I don't know if she's married now. But she has a child.
To a woman.
Yeah.
I think she, yeah.
I don't know what her relationship status is, but it's different than her and Jacob P. Bush. So there was just, it was kind of like this weird Hollywood turn her career was making, and we weren't quite sure, like, where is it going? So to that end, I'm still like, I love her humor, but I haven't seen a lot of it lately.
Yeah.
And so, but I'm still fascinated and curious to know what other juicy bits of gossip are in Rebel Rising.
Yeah, I agree with you. It was surrounding something about the way she was talking about weight loss that kind of bothered me. I don't know.
It was very old school.
It was very much like I need like sort of just like almost shaming her former self.
Yes. Oh, totally.
But then I thought about all the people, like, I'm not saying you need to, I want you to just be this size. Like, that's her own business. But it seemed like it might hurt people's feelings that hadn't made that journey yet or whenever.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just kind of was unnecessary.
To me, it seemed very old school, like, because you saw Hollywood celebrities do this all the time where they go through like a massive, like health change where they are like committed to like physical fitness and eating healthy. And, you know, maybe they lose some weight or something like that. And you have this like radical transformation. And then, you know, you go through all that experience, which again, I mean, anybody can do that,
yeah.
But it just seemed kind of an outdated way to talk about, like, celebrities don't usually if they're doing that, they're talking about it in a healthier way.
Yes.
And it didn't come across as the healthiest way to talk about those changes she had made. To your point, it sounded like she was shaming the old person. And it also made me think, like, so do you judge people who...
That's exactly it.
...are still the way you were? Do you know what I mean?
Yes. It was like she was really putting down her older self. Gosh. And honestly... It just seemed like, it just seemed icky to me. Like,
well, also she was going away to these like super high priced, expensive, like health retreats in like Switzerland, where it was like umpteen $1,000s and they gave you like a bunch of colonics and like weird tea to drink. Uh-oh. And I was like, are we doing that?
She did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, the other thing is you just haven't seen her in many of the same like comedic roles. So I don't know. Her career changed. But my point is I'm still fascinated by her. And do you remember also there was this whole like conspiracy theory about how she's really like much older than she says she is?
Oh, that's another thing that was weird. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like she was lying about her age. Yep. There was a lot of things about it.
Well, but the Daily Mail ended up getting in trouble. I think it was the Daily Mail, or maybe it was an Australian tabloid, got in trouble for saying that. And she like won a court case. It's a complicated journey with that one.
But I wouldn't be opposed to listening to her story.
I know, especially
I don't want to read it. I just want to hear it on audiobook.
Oh, I'm sure you will be able to.
Yeah.
And now, because audiobooks are on Spotify, do you have Spotify?
I do.
So you can just listen to it without having to buy the book.
Well, but is that, we've talked about this before. I'm on a family plan and it might just be the main account holder who's my boyfriend.
Well, that's rude.
Yeah. It's rude. It's rude of him to include me.
Well, no, it's Spotify.
Oh, it's rude for Spotify. Yeah. I might be wrong about that. I'll have to investigate that a little more. But yeah, it seemed like it was just the account holder that could do that. I don't know.
The credit card benefits, like the card, we have a joint card, but like only one account holder gets like the bennies. Oh. And so that was me and I didn't realize it. And now
you have to pay back Jamie.
It's a constant point. Of frustration.
Of contention. Because you used all the points.
Well, we've since figured out a way to like make it equitable, but like it was one of those things like you know, I'd be like, oh, I just got upgraded. Ooh.
I just
got a thing. Ooh.
Oh, I just got upgraded on the plane and you didn't.
That doesn't really happen much anymore, but it has in the past, and that led to some.
He's like, wait a minute, buddy. I'm spending just as much money as you did.
But it's silly to me that the card doesn't treat people equitably.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's like, if you're both paying for the dumb card.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, so...
Back to Rebel Wilson.
Rebel, we hope
She's a rebel. No. It's called Rebel Rising. It comes out next week on the 2nd.
Yes.
And in addition, I just need to know... What did she work on with Sasha? So there must have been a movie.
Right.
Sasha Baron Cohen and Rebel Wilson.
I wonder if it says it in your original.
Grimsby.
Grimsby?
Oh, the Brothers Grimsby? No.
Grimsby is what it was called. But yeah, it's the Brothers Grimsby is what the advertisement here says.
Okay, right. And that Grimsby is like a fishing town in England. That's
Wilson
like
and Cohen co-starred in Louis Leterrier's raunchy spy duo, The Brothers Grimsby, in 2016. Cohen played the dopey brother to Mark Strong's accomplished MI6 agent, and Wilson played Cohen's on-screen girlfriend.
Oh.
Okay. So I guess we're going to learn how that all went down.
Oh, I'm seeing some screenshots where he is grabbing her left breast.
Oh. Well, hopefully with permission.
Yeah, it looks like it's part of the movie.
All right, I am seeing screen caps now of them. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of breast grabbing.
Mm-hmm.
That was an iconic moment in the movie, apparently.
Okay.
Because it's in a lot of image search. Okay, well, we'll learn about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it comes out next
April
week.
April 2nd.
April 2nd, okay.
It's called Rebel Rising. Rebel Wilson is telling all. About the massive, what did your mom call it? Ass butt.
Oh, my mom would say, ass. He's a butt ass. Yeah.
All right. When we come back, you know who's not a butt ass?
Ew.
Mike Ganger.
Oh, right.
That's good.
What?
That's good.
It is good that you're not a butt ass. Uh-huh. But he is a whole game show host.
Yes.
W-H-O-L-E.
Yeah.
Whole game show host. He'll be spinning his wheel. When we come back, we'll find out what game we're playing in Game Show Roulette right here on My Talk.
That's Jelly Roll like for Hail you. Mary's. Welcome back to the show, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. It's our final segment, and we're going to play a game with Mike.
Time now to play along. It's
Game Show Roulette.
Here's your host, Mike Ganger.
It is Howie. What?
What?
Did you boo?
No, I said woo.
Woo. Oh, I heard boo.
No, I would never boo you.
Called me a hole before, and now you're booing me.
I did not call you a hole.
Game show roulette.
It's how we. It's how we wrap up the show every single day. I spin the game show roulette wheel, and wherever that wheel stops, that is the game we will play today. There goes the wheel. Where's it going to stop? Where's it going to stop? What are we going to play? Hold on a second.
Oh,
that, of course, is the theme for String Quartet Showdown. But yeah, actually, we're going to go a step further because today...
Pipe organs.
Pipe organ showdown.
I love this game. I'm not good at it. All of these, kind of games, but I still enjoy it immensely.
We have got a whole bunch of popular songs, real popular songs, modern hits that have been done on the pipe organ. And the two of you will listen to the song. As soon as you know the song or the artist,
all right,
you can yell out your name, give me the answer. If you're right, you get the point.
Ooh,
if
no
you're
pressure.
Wrong, your opponent gets to hear a little bit more of the song. And we play a race to three. We've got five here and a tiebreaker if necessary.
All right.
You guys ready for a little... I don't know what we should call it. It's String Quartet Showdown. Now it's pipe organ.
Pipe off?
Sure.
Not pipe organ
down.
Off.
Pipe
no,
down?
Definitely an organ off.
Oh, yeah. Man. Organ on?
Nope. Pipe organ party. I don't know.
We'll work on
that's
it.
Kind of, we'll work that's on also it. Tricky.
We'll come up with something. Okay. But here we go.
It's an organ throwdown.
You know how it works? I'm going to start the song, and as soon as you guys think you know it, yell out your name. Are you ready to have a pipe organ? I don't know.
Palooza.
Pipe organ palooza.
Pipe organ palooza.
That's the winner, at least for today. Yep. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here's your first pipe organ hit.
Done. Africa, Toto.
Nailed it. Good job. Took you a while, though.
I had to go through the whole rest of the song.
This is what Africa sounds like on the pipe organ. That's
things
beautiful.
Never. Hey. Okay.
All right. We'll move on to the next song. First point's going to Dawn. Well
job,
done there.
Dawn.
You got that first one. And we continue the pipe organ palooza with this next song. Again, yell out your name when you think you know what you're hearing. Go for it.
Oh, Bradley Traynor.
Bradley.
That's Miley Cyrus.
It was just about to drop. Yep.
Flowers.
Oh.
Is that not your guess?
No, I was going to say Taylor Swift, Look What You Made Me Do.
Oh, I can hear that too.
Good job.
Nicely done. It is 1-1 on this pipe organ palooza.
Well, I don't know the words.
I don't either.
Funny because normally pipe organs are in church and you're singing them like the when the
that's why I like
pastor,
this one is easier for me because I've been to church a lot.
There you go.
Oh, look at you.
I've been to church a lot.
Forced.
At least for me, the priest always does like that really awkward like sing talk thing going on, and it sounds like that's what you're trying to do. Okay, let's
in
move
my body of
through him with him in him. That's where they kind of sing.
Okay.
Oh.
Let's move on to the next one
sure
here.
Going to.
Let's Let's remain in church here with another pipe organ song, a classic. Again, if you think you know the name of this song, yell out your name. It is your buzzer. It is a 1-1 game. Here's our next Pipe Organ Palooza hit.
Bradley Trainer. Oh, shoot.
Oh, we heard it at the very end.
I heard something different. That's not Forever Young.
Oh, man.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, Forever Young. I want to be forever young.
That's my favorite one. I had a tear rolling down my face when I heard this one.
Did you cry?
This is so good.
I wonder why you were crying this morning sitting at your computer with your headphones on.
This is exactly why. This song. And now it's because of Bradley singing. That's why you're crying. My days started with crying, and now it's ending with crying for a whole other reason. Forever Young, you got that one. Alphaville, I would have also accepted Jay-Z because he, of course, did it. But there's lots of different. It's Alphaville?
I've never heard that name, and I know that song like my entire life.
I was feeling the same
way. What? I thought it was like Sting or something.
Nope. Type it in.
Forever Young. Forever.
It's such a like one hit. Maybe it's a one hit wonder.
That's a different.
Yeah. And then I think like everybody redid it. Yeah. There's, of course, the Rod Stewart Forever Young.
Rod Stewart.
That's not that song. This is Alphaville, a pop band. And they did that song. They're from Germany, but then they've had a bunch of covers. I mean, everyone's covered that song.
Yeah.
Beyonce. It's like 99 Luftballons.
Exactly.
Well
done. You guys got another, you got one there, and that was Bradley getting that one. So it's a 2-1 score. Bradley, if you get this next one, you are going to seal the victory, Dawn. You got to get it right to
keep
the game alive.
Come on, Dawn.
Okay.
We move on to our next song. After you got Forever Young, that means we're moving on to this one here. Again, if you think you know this Pipe Organ Palooza hit, yell out your name.
Bradley Trainer.
Bradley for the win.
Oh, I can touch, you can play, say always more. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world.
That's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Aqua.
Aqua.
Here it comes.
In a Barbie world. Come on, Don. It's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
Dress me. Undress me everywhere.
Hair everywhere.
Hair everywhere.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
There we go.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Please stop.
All righty, you guys got
hair
it.
Hair everywhere.
That is
it's in the original.
You can brush my hair.
Oh, undress me everywhere.
Undress me everywhere?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. You can. I mean, it was a dirty song.
It's
remember,
a very dirty song.
Mattel was not amused.
Oh, I guess I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Nope. Aqua was in some heat for that one.
Uh-oh.
They were boiling.
They're Aqua, so water will put out the fire.
There you go. It certainly will.
Wow. Let's do another one. It's really the weather has done a number on not only the commute, but also our brain cells. What, Mike?
Why don't we do another one here?
Yeah, let's do it.
Because we still obviously have some time here to wrap it up. Let's go with this one. If it would have mattered, it doesn't because Bradley is our winner today.
It's still fun.
It's a blast. I like this game. But let's go ahead with... got him stalling here because I can't find... Okay, we're going with this song here. Let me know when you think you know what this Pipe Organ Palooza song is.
Any other guy?
He's very good at singing the words, but not knowing what song it is.
But so do I. Never gonna get Rick Astley. Give you up. Never gonna let you down.
Oh boy!
I hope I'm the first person to ever Rickroll you on the pipe organ.
Yes.
That's a sentence I never thought I'd say because it sounds way dirtier than
it is.
I hope I'm the first guy that ever Rickrolled you on the pipe organ.
You know what my grandma said grandpa did? He Rickrolled her on the pipe organ. We all know what that means. That's how we made it here.
Kids, We wouldn't be here today.
Are you ready to get Rickrolled on the pipe organ? Come on, kids.
That is Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up. Oh, my goodness. By the way, you can find all these hits. A guy's name is Martin Coistier, something like that, on YouTube. He also got some hits on Spotify. He's great. Yeah, he's got a bunch of these modern songs on the pipe organ, which are very fun to play along with. Let's do one more. This would have been the tiebreaker if we needed it.
Right.
If it mattered, if the Rick rolling on the pipe organ would have mattered, we would have gotten to this song here. Let me know if you think you know what this is.
Hollywood.
The Lion King.
There you go.
Can you feel? Why did I get Hollywood?
You just yelled Hollywood. I don't know what that was about.
Tonight. La, 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 la.
Oh, it's Elton John.
Yeah.
He said Hollywood.
By the way, a very happy birthday to Elton John today.
Yeah, oh. Lion King's coming, isn't it?
Yeah, this week.
Yeah, this week.
At the Hennepin Theatre.
That's right. That's right.
At the Oh, yeah, no. Mike, thank you. That was a wonderful, that was a fun game.
Yeah, we've done 8-bit challenge. We've now done pipe organs. Again, mariachi band, I keep threatening it. It is coming soon.
Oh, I need to find some more covers. Give me some mariachi band.
We'll get there.
Great.
Yeah, we'll definitely get there at some point. I'm feeling very...
Yeah, I feel like I need to be... Like
I need to
church.
Get my wallet out.
Amen.
Yeah.
There's a basket coming around.
That's right.
Mike, thank you so much.
Of course.
Dear listeners, you can throw a few dollars in our
collection basket.
I don't know what
Not
we'll
really,
do with it.
Not really, because this is a free show.
Is it?
It is. People can listen
we don't
for free.
Charge for this?
And Blinded by the Item is also our podcast you can listen to.
You
for
should
free.
Download it wherever you get podcasts, blindbytheitem.com. It's also its own website. We'll be back tomorrow. Up next, Lori and Julia, right here on My Talk 107.